Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Laura Myers, chief political reporter for Las Vegas Review Journal, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. ProGroup provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. ProGroup prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Laura Myers, chief political reporter for Las Vegas Review Journal. Pleasure to have you here.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. I want to start out with presidential candidates that have been visiting Nevada. And as we're taping this, and this is running about a week and a half later, Mitt Romney says not going to run for president. Does this surprise you? I was surprised to see the major article that the Review Journal ran on his whole religion thing.
Yeah, well, you know, actually what surprised me is that he was thinking about it. I think it surprised everyone. And so it doesn't surprise me that in the end he decided not to do it, because immediately he started getting a little pushback, saying, well, maybe your time has come. And even some of the candidates, like Rand Paul, who came through here, he said, you know, I think people will decide that, you know, Romney's time has passed. Although he would have done well, I think, in Nevada.
Yeah, for sure. And it would certainly have raised a lot of money in Nevada and Utah.
Sure.
Ron Paul was very popular in Nevada. He was on this program several times. Mm-hmm. And it was always interesting when I got to interview him, because the longer you talked to him and the longer you gave him a chance to answer questions, mm-hmm. the more sense he made. Mm-hmm. Rand Paul is a very attractive candidate and a much younger candidate. How do you think he will play in Nevada?
You know, I think he'll do very well. He came here about a week ago or 2 weeks ago to a diner on the Strip. And he was treated like a bit of a rock star. I mean, there were people that had T-shirts made up, you know, Rand Paul. And there was a young girl with pink hair. And, you know, he's got the whole age range, too. And there was a man who actually went to the trouble of making him a suit jacket out of hemp. You know, which is an issue there. So he's got a little bit of a following, sort of like his father. But of course, to succeed in politics, you have to broaden that out. And I think he's done more to broaden out his appeal than his father did. So I think he would do actually better than his father here.
Jeb Bush, were you surprised to see Jeb Bush jumping into this and immediately vaulting to the top?
Yes and no. I mean, You know, from the get-go, if you look at the Bush sons, everyone always thought it was be Jeb Bush who would run for president, not George W. And so he's always had presidential ambitions, and it's always been the family. I think he's always invoked the family. But, you know, at some point, if you want to be president, you know, if it's burning inside you and you start getting the family support, you know, I'm not surprised that he's probably going to jump in.
And it was funny because his mother finally reversed course and said it was okay for him to run for president. Do you think, you know, in looking back at the last presidential election cycle, the Republicans became a game show in terms of the debates? I mean, every other night. I mean, the only thing that was missing from American Idol was being able to vote by telephone, and maybe they'll do that this time around if somebody wants to make some money on it. But when you've got the Ted Cruzes and the Mike Huckabees, is it already making the Republican field too wide for people to be able to focus in?
You know, there's a actually Dean Heller, Senator Heller, said that yesterday. He may have been talking about Mitt Romney. Graham is thinking about running from South Carolina. He's thinking about running for president.
Oh, Lindsey Graham, right.
Lindsey Graham. And Dean Heller was quoted as saying, well, you know, this is getting ridiculous. Because you've got, you know, the more people that you have running, the more you're going to beat each other up. And then by the time you get to the general election, you know, you're already wounded. And so I think that's why the Republican Party is trying to limit the number of debates. But yeah, certainly, you know, the more competition you have, the more you're going to get beat up.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because my theory is this, that people like Lindsey Graham and the governor of Texas can raise money without any problem. Mm-hmm. They say they've got a presidential campaign. Now there's money coming in. And then they get to go around the country and have a great deal of fun. When Joe Biden was running for president, I mean, he and the whole crew were having the best time traveling across Nevada. It just encourages them, whether they have a chance or not, to remain in the public eye.
Yeah, and some people run for president, frankly, well, because they want to, but to affect the debate. I would say that Ron Paul is an example of that. I don't know that he really ever thought he could be president. But he really did affect the debate, you know. So if you get a Graham in there or you get a Jeb Bush in there, you're going to have different issues that will come up. And so, you know, it's sort of interesting having that many candidates, but I don't know how they're going to sort it out in the end.
I remember moderating the debate for the U.S. Senate race when Harry Reid was running the last time. Mm-hmm. And there were just too many candidates on the stage. I mean, everybody got to answer for 10 seconds, but you really didn't get anybody able to develop a theme if you wanted to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah. How many candidates, do you remember?
I think we had six or eight candidates in that race.
Yeah. I think when they had the debate here in Las Vegas, I'm trying to think, there were at least eight Republicans on stage, maybe even 10. But yeah, it's hard to get your 5 minutes. I think it was mostly, if I remember right, Romney and Rick Perry dominated the debate in that case.
Right, and you've really got to come forward and really nail your position, otherwise you're not going to get there. And in Nevada, in the U.S. Senate race, it was Sharon Angle who came forward and busted through the ranks there.
Yeah.
Interesting days.
Very, very much so.
All right, let's take a break. More with Laura Myers when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roofs.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Laura Myers. She's the chief political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So, Amy Tarkanian, we taped her yesterday for a show to be aired next week. And she was talking about how difficult it is for Republicans to find somebody to run against Harry Reid. Your thoughts on that? Because it seemed like most of the big players, Mark Amity says no, Joe Heck says no. Who's going to run?
Well, people want, as you know, Republican Party wants Governor Sandoval to run. And, you know, he says that he does not, at this time, that he has no thought about running for a U.S. Senate. And I tend to believe him. You know, he's very much loving this job as governor, and I think he wants to really accomplish something. So who's going to run? You know, Hutchinson, Mark Hutchinson, who's a lieutenant governor, he's a possibility. Brian Krolicki, who just finished up a lieutenant governor, he's been named. Mike Roberson, the Senate Majority Leader, believe it or not, you know, his name is coming up. I'm not sure right now, but there is a stable of Republicans that could run well against Harry Reid. Although, you know, I was talking to someone yesterday about the race, and, Senator Reid had that exercise accident, so he's a little beat up now, like his old boxing days. And there's some speculation that, you know, maybe he won't run after all. And the person I was talking to said, no, in the end, the boxer will come out.
Right.
You know, he's a very good campaigner, and he's a fighter. He really is.
Yes, no, absolutely. And in fact, you know, when you talk to him about what opponents he would like or dislike, bring him on. I don't care. That's Everybody's right. Run against me before, and yeah. I'll keep going.
Yeah.
Brian Krolicki, who I have great respect for as a person, but I think the problem for him is that every campaign commercial against him would start out with the formerly indicted lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
And I think that's a killer from day one.
Yeah, that is tough. You know, he's got that. But he was found innocent. I mean, nothing came of it.
Right.
But still, you're right. He's got to address that. If he does run, he'll just have to address it right away. Maybe just, you know, say, set it aside somehow.
Maybe write a book.
Maybe write a book. There you go.
Mark Hutchinson, you brought up as a possible candidate. Do you not think that he's being groomed to be the next governor?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the reasons that Governor Sandoval wanted someone that he could rely on and trust. He wanted his options open, too. You know, certainly he's saying he wants to fulfill his four-year second term. But he's got someone that I think he trusts by his side that he could lead the state to, you know, to run. So I think you're right. He is being groomed for that. But that said, you know, he also has several options, including running against Harry Reid.
Well, that's going to be, you know, and I was talking to Sig Rogich, and he was talking in terms of $50 million aside in the U.S. Senate race.
Oh, the cost?
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
$100 million.
Easy, yeah.
Just in Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
I may buy a TV station.
That'd be a good investment for sure.
That would be totally remarkable to see that kind of money coming in.
Well, last time it was close to that.
I think it was around $30 million aside, then plus all the third-party money that came
exactly.
in. But, you know, do you think that there might be a situation where you end up with somebody like a Richard Zeiser who ran against Reid before? Not him particularly, but somebody that caliber who, you know, because nobody in the top tier, because you're going to run into this buzzsaw. Because, you know, the thing that was interesting with the Reid angle race was that you know, you had to get through the primary on the Republican side, and then immediately you had to have what was a national campaign.
That's right.
There was nobody locally ready to jump in and do a campaign like that. Whereas Harry Reid had had years to prepare for this. They'd done their opposition research on every possible variation. So how difficult is it going to be for somebody, whoever comes out of the primary, unless they go into it with no opponents, to be able to put together a machine to take on somebody like Senator Reid?
Well, that's exactly, you make a good point. That's exactly right. I remember the day after the primary in 2010, I thought, well, I'll swing by Sharon Engel's Las Vegas headquarters, because, you know, she was often up north, and I wanted to catch her before she left town. And I kid you not, there was one woman there, and the phones were ringing off the hook. And she was just picking them up and picking them up. That was it. That was, I mean, it was a living room campaign, really. And so she was, you know, I think basically Senator Reid's campaign just chewed her up for the next
6 months.
Yeah, 6 weeks, that's right. And then finally she came up, but she lost the race.
Well, it was interesting, too, the depth that the campaign went to test. Mark Mellman, the pollster, wrote a very interesting article about this, that to use certain words against her, they wanted to use the word dangerous.
Yeah.
And in their focus groups, the focus groups wouldn't accept the word dangerous. And they had to keep creating new ads until finally the audience said, oh, yeah, she's dangerous. I mean, that depth. You can't launch overnight.
Yeah. No, he runs, his campaigns are some of the most sophisticated campaigns. They're on the presidential level. I mean, that's what, you know, that's all there is to it. He's very good. So it's going to be tough. So you're right. Whoever runs against them, it has to be a top-tier person with a lot of support and knowing that, sure, you have to get through the primary, but really, you've got to be ready to turn it on. The general, you're running against Harry Reid. You're not really, you know, you've got to get through your primary opponents, but really Reid's your target. So, you know, you got to be ready.
You got to be ready. Let's take a break. More with Laura Myers when we come back.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
There's never been a better time to switch to AT&T U-verse high-speed internet. That's because now, with a qualifying internet bundle, you get to choose a free device. You'll get reliable internet that works when and how you want it, plus pick a new device. Now that's a win-win.
Call AT&T to choose the free Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 for internet in the palm of your hand, or choose the free Samsung 40-inch TV for watching your favorite shows and movies.
Get U-verse high-speed internet. It's fast and affordable. With AT&T, you can connect all your Wi-Fi devices and save on smartphone and tablet data usage at home.
So get U-verse high-speed internet for just $24.95 a month for 12 months with a qualifying bundle and a one-year price guarantee. And choose a free Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 or a free Samsung 40-inch TV.
Just call one of our experts to switch today. Go ahead. The choice is yours. Get a connection you can count on with U-verse high-speed internet. And with a qualifying bundle, choose your free device. Only with AT&T.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue a conversation with Laura Myers. She's the chief political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So we saw the Republican wave in this past cycle. Mm-hmm. But coming up, the Democrats will have a lot of reasons to come out. Presidential cycle, obviously, Senator Reid, obviously. So how do you view the Stephen Horsford-Crescent Hardy situation? What are they both going to have to do? Because I'm presuming that Stephen Horsford is going to be coming back.
Yes. Well,
and I don't mean get back to Congress. I mean back into the race.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think he's, I don't know if he's all but said that. I mean, he certainly suggested that. It'll be like Dina Titus. She did the same thing. You know, she came back. That's going to be interesting because it was quite a surprise that Crescent Hardy was able to win that race, as everyone knows, because really the numbers, it's a Democratic-leaning district in the end because of Clark County.
The North Las Vegas portion.
Yeah, because of Clark County. So it leans Democratic, number one. And also, you know, incumbents have have an advantage. And he had more money. You know, Horsford had more money. So it's a race he shouldn't have lost, but, you know, he did because of the wave and because Democrats sat home. So from the get-go, I would say it's a toss-up from the get-go, but really you could almost, depending on what Crescent Hardy does, if he doesn't mess up and he, you know, does well in Congress, it might remain a toss-up. But otherwise, you'd almost have to give Stephen Horsford the advantage because of the Democratic Party machine.
Well, it was interesting because I talked to the DCCC early on in that race, and they had no interest in any races in Nevada at that point in time. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until the last two or three weeks that they jumped in and started pumping money into the Horsford campaign because they were looking at the results that they were getting and were getting shocked as, you know, every day went by. But wasn't that district really, you know, almost a toss-up district? You know, the way it was designed?
Well, yes and no. The numbers still favor the Democrat, I think by 9 percentage points, believe it or not. Just because Clark County, that northern part of Clark County is so heavily Democratic. And then the rest of the, I think it's six other counties, they lean Republican. So the numbers are still, you know, it's a lean D district. You know, it's not like Congressional District 1, you know, Dina Titus' right. district, which is, well, the Democrat will always win.
Pretty walk much. On water.
Pretty much. So it was always, you know, so Crescent Hardy had a disadvantage there. But again, he will be the incumbent. But it will also depend on the Republican Party and the Democratic Party machines on the ground and also the presidential candidates. If you've got a really good Republican presidential candidate, you know, he or she lifts all boats. And the same with the Democratic candidates.
Well, I think the other factor is that people in rural Nevada vote in much higher percentages.
Yes.
I mean, it's like a sporting event for them. I mean, they're out there. That's a big deal.
That's true. You get like, I don't know, someone told me once, I don't know if it's like 3-4 percentage points alone just on that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right, interesting. Let's go to some of the things out of the governor's state of the state.
Mm-hmm.
The potential of breaking up the school districts in Clark mm-hmm. County and perhaps Washoe County, and combining districts in rural Nevada. The big one there is, of course, the Clark County School District. Conservatives have talked for years about wanting the school district to be more competitive, and if it was broken up, perhaps it would be more competitive. What are people saying to you about that?
Well, you know, obviously the school district is doesn't like it, the idea, because they lose power. The unions don't like the idea, because also it's a loss of power in some ways. So I don't know if that's a reaction to what happened in Washoe County or what. But I think that's going to be, I think that still might be tough to get through the legislature. You know, I don't think that people are comfortable with that. But it's probably a good idea to at least contemplate that.
Well, do you think that along with PERS reforms and other things that mm-hmm. were in the speech were kind of, you know, sops towards conservatives?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, I believe that if Governor Sandoval wants to get his tax reforms and his tax to pay for education through the legislature, there has to be something that conservatives get. You know, we're not going to just throw more money at education. That's what they'll say. We need real reform so that we spend our money wisely. So they'll want reforms. They'll want PERS, collective bargaining reform. They'll want teachers to be held more accountable, school district to be held more accountable, and maybe for it to be broken up.
Well, it'd be interesting to see because they've got 2 years to get, you know, once the legislature leaves mm-hmm. session, hopefully it does eventually leave session. but once they leave session, there's 2 years you're going to see Democrats coming back strongly. There may be changes in the Assembly and the Senate. So you could see potential reversals of things that occur in this session right away within 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's very fascinating. A lot of people are already predicting that although the assembly is Republican now, it's an anomaly, historical anomaly, and it'll probably swing back to Democratic control next time.
Okay, we got about 30 seconds left here. The response to Governor Sandoval's fee on the business licenses, it's not nearly as much as what the teachers union was asking for, but still there seems to be a lot more unhappy people than I would have thought.
Yeah, there's a lot of pushback because they're focusing on the fact that it deals with gross receipts. And, you know, the voters rejected a gross receipts of margin tax. And back in 2003, when Kenny Guinn tried that, it failed. Sandoval spent a lot of time saying, but this is not that tax. And so he's going to have to make that argument that, and people will have to believe it, that that's not the tax I'm talking about. This is a different thing.
Well, and the thing that kind of surprised me very much was that news reports coming out now say that businesses who are losing money will still be liable to pay that tax, and that's going to be a bitter pill to swallow.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, it's every business in the Nevada has to pay, period.
Laura Myers, thank you so much for being here. Great show. Come back.
Okay, thanks
for having me. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Northern Nevada is full of thriving businesses, exciting events, beautiful sunsets, spectacular food, and some of the most wonderful people I've ever met. The Plush Life will keep you informed, but more importantly, it will inspire you each week to live the happiest, healthiest, best life possible in this beautiful place that we call home.
Located on South Virginia opposite Winco, Willie Brothers, purveyors of fine firearms, is your complete firearms headquarters. Come in and browse our inventory of new and used firearms of all types, including pistols and unique collector's items. And we love buying used firearms for cash or, better yet, for trade. We'll show you the actual book value of your gun and make you an excellent deal, a much better deal than you'll ever get from a pawn shop. And you may be surprised at what your gun is worth. Willie Brothers, your firearms headquarters.
You wouldn't go to the House of Bread in Reno for a loan.
I am broke and I need some dough.
What?
So why on earth would you take gold, silver, or rare coins to anyone other than the professionals at Northern Nevada Coin? With stores in Reno, Carson City, and Minden, they pay the most for your unwanted gold jewelry, gold or silver bullion, or collection of rare coins. For great pastries, breads, and doughs, go to the House of Bread. And for all your rare coin or gold needs, go to Northern Nevada Coin.
I'm still broke, but that's a lot of dough.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
On our next broadcast, the Israeli Consul General David Siegel will see you then.